姊妹们平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, I wish you peace.
像弟兄刚刚所讲的，我今天要跟大家分享的题目是活泼的盼望。
As Brother Tom said earlier, our topic for today is the living hope.
或者是活的盼望。
Hope that is alive.
那我盼望说，在这段时间里面，我们可以一起思想一下基督徒的盼望是什么。
So I thought maybe for this duration of time, we can consider and think about the hope of Christians.
这个盼望有什么特别的地方？
What's so special about it?
那这个盼望如何在我们的生活里面，特别是当我们在难处当中的时候，能够成为我们的帮助？
And what it does with us and for us, particularly in our lives during difficult times.
那我的经文是在彼得前书的第一章第三节到第九节。
The passage we're going to look at is 1 Peter chapter 1.Verses 3 to 9.
那我想请弟兄姊妹把圣经翻到彼得前书第一章第三节到第九节。
Please open your Bibles to it. It's 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1, 3 to 9.
那我念给大家，然后请 Harry 弟兄帮我翻译。
We'll read once in Chinese and once in English.
第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不能看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
我们再有一点祷告。
Pray again.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，你给我们这样的机会，让我们能够再次在你的话语面前一起有交通。
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for giving this opportunity again, that in your word we can have fellowship.
主啊，我们再次把我们自己，把下面的时间都仰望在你的手中。
We give ourselves as well as the time following into your hands. May you control it.
主啊，求你帮助讲的，也帮助翻译的。
Help me and help the translator.
让我们能够讲得清楚。
So that we can speak clearly.
主啊，也求你帮助听的，让我们能够听得明白。
Help the listeners that they can understand and hear.
求你祝福下面的时间，祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的。
Please bless our time in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. 我相信我们大家都同意，盼望对于每个人来讲都非常非常的重要。
I think we can all easily agree that hope is very important to each individual.
因为我们每个人都是在盼望当中一天一天长大，一天一天变老。
Because we grow old in it day by day.
当我们小的时候，我们都盼望长大。
When we're small, we hope to grow big.
那我们年轻的时候呢，我们就盼望诗和远方，盼望海阔天空。
When we're young, we hope that the world would open up for us, that we can go places.
我们盼望家庭能够幸福，事业能够成功。
We wish for good job and a successful job and good family.
那等上了年纪呢?
And after we get older,
我们都盼望有个健康的身体，儿女都能够有出息。
I hope diverts to our health and well-being and as well as our grandkids and grandchildren.
那儿女啊，如果能够在懂事、在孝顺的话，那人生就更完美。
If our sons and daughters can learn how to be parents honoring, then your life will be much more beautiful.
在我们人生的每一个阶段，我们都有不同的盼望。
We have different hopes and dreams at different stages of life.
所以这个哲学家康德就说，对一个人而言，我的盼望是什么，是最重要的问题。
So as a philosopher called Immanuel Kant once said, for a person, the important thing is what he hopes for.
因为盼望里面包括着人生的目标和动力。
Because in that hope includes the destination and motivation of a person.
要如果我们的生活里面没有盼望的话，你就发现说我们的生命就像没了电的手机一样。
If we don't have a hope in our life, you'll feel like our life is kind of like a battery-less cell phone.
想一想，如果一个年轻人对明天失去了盼望，一个患病的人对身体恢复失去了盼望。
Imagine if a young person lost hope for tomorrow, or a sick person lost hope for recovery.
或者是一个做生意的破产的人，他对生活失去了盼望。
Or someone who lost his whole business, he lost hope for his livelihood.
不仅他们痛苦，他们的家人也很痛苦。
Not only do they suffer, so does their family.
说可以说，如果没有盼望的话，我们的生命会变得异常的脆弱。
So we can see if we have no hope, our life becomes very, very fragile.
任何一点点小事，一根稻草都可以压垮我。
A blade of grass could even crush us.
所以人常说，哀莫大于心死。人生最大的悲哀就在于没有盼望。
So people often say that the worst thing is to lose hope in life.
既然盼望这么重要，我现在问大家一个问题。
Since hope is so important, let me ask everyone a question.
我们刚刚都知道说，我们基督徒是有盼望的人。
We had just said that Christians all have hope.
那我们基督徒的盼望是什么？
The question is, what is the Christian's hope? Our hope.
上面我刚刚提到的这些盼望是不是基督徒的盼望？
The things that I mentioned just before, are those Christian, very Christian hopes?
是不是圣经上所说的盼望？
Is it the hope that the Bible talks about?
是还是不是？
Is it or is it not?
可能我们心里会说是，但是嘴上不说。
On the inside, we'll probably say yes, but we'll never admit it.
为什么？
Why?
因为这些都太不属灵了。
Because they are not very spiritual hopes.
都是地上的追求。
They're worldly dreams and hopes, ambitions.
我们应该思念的是天上的事。
What we should
盼望的是属灵的事。
What we should hope for is heavenly things and spiritual things, right?
那我现在换一个说法。
Let me say it a different way.
我说我盼望我能够好好读神的话，今年我一定要把圣经从头到尾读一遍。
Well, let's say I hope I really read God's word well, and I really want to read the Bible one time this year.
我盼望我能够更多的认识主，经历主。
I want to know the Lord more. I want to experience Him more.
我盼望属灵的生命能够有更大的长进。
I hope that my spiritual life can mature.
这些够属灵了吧？
These spiritual enough for you?
这些盼望是不是圣经所说的盼望？
Are these hopes the hope that the Bible is talking about?
是还是不是？
Is it?
跟大家讲说，答案是不是。
The answer is no.
前面我们所认为那些不属灵的盼望，和之后我们所说的那些属灵的盼望，都不是圣经里面所说的盼望。
Whether it's the very unspiritual worldly hopes that we listed, or even the ones that we listed as spiritual, they're not the promise that the hope that the Bible talks about.
换句话说，圣经里的盼望就不是这个意思。
In other words, that's not what the word hope means in the Bible.
如果我们将上面两类的盼望摆在一起，仔细想一想，我们会发现它们都有一个共同的地方。
We put the two categories together from earlier, we will see a common denominator.
就是我们会发现这些盼望都非常非常的不确定。
And that's these two kinds of hopes are both very uncertain.
那就像刚刚报告说，我盼望疫情能够马上结束，我们的聚会可以恢复正常。
Just like our brother said during announcement earlier, we really hope that the pandemic would end and we can return to the church building.
那它可能会也可能不会马上结束。
Maybe, but maybe it won't happen.
那我盼望我能够事业有成，我知道我五十岁之前就不可能。
Maybe I'll wish that my career can really take off by the time I'm 50.
因为我已经过了五十岁。
But I'm already 50, past 50.
但是五岁之后还是有可能。
But I might still make it now that I'm after, past 50.
五岁之后我可能还是事业能够有成的。
My career might take off after this.
那我盼望我的身体健康。
I might wish for good health.
那同样也是可能会，可能不会，因为我不知道明天会发生什么。
In the same way, I can't make any promises. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
那同样的道理，我盼望好好能够读主的话，好好跟随主。我可能做得到，也可能做不到，都是不确定。
Just the same, I want to follow after the Lord, read His words very well. I might be able to do that, or maybe I won't. It's uncertain.
可能我今年读圣经的时候，还是跟往年一样。
Maybe my Bible reading plan this year is no different than years past.
就像有人讲说，旧约出不了埃及，新约到不了罗马。
As in the Old Testament, we'll never escape Egypt, and in the New Testament, we'll never reach Rome.
所以刚刚所提到这些盼望，说到底，它更像是希望，是我们的愿望。
So in the end, all those hopes that we just talked about, they are more like wishes, not hopes.
我希望他们能够发生，或者希望他们不发生。
I want them to happen, or I want some other things not to happen.
但是真的能不能发生，我们真的不知道，也不确定。
But whether they will transpire as we plan, that's up for grabs.
但是当圣经说到盼望的时候，却不是这个样子。
When the Bible talks about hope, that's not the way it does it.
圣经里面所提到的盼望没有不确定性。
The hope that the Bible here mentions is not uncertain.
圣经上所说的盼望都是充满信心、充满把握的期待。
But full of faith and certainty.
就像希伯来书十一章第一节所说的。
Just like what Hebrews 11:1 said.
那里说信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Where it says confidence and hope in what we hope for and assurance for things we do not see.
这一节经文是我们非常熟悉的。
It's a passage we're very familiar with.
说这里面提到圣经所讲的盼望是可以是实话的，是有确据。
Here it assures us that the word of God is certain and will happen.
所以我们基督徒的盼望是实实在在的，要在将来发生。
So the hope of us Christians are in something that will definitely happen in the future.
为什么有人会问说，为什么你那么有确据、有把握
？Somebody might ask, how can you be so sure?
是因为它的源头不同。
But because of the source of that promise and hope is different.
我们先来看今天的主题经文啊，第三节。
So let's look at our key passage today, verse 3.
第三节说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Verse 3 again.Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in His mercy has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
彼得这里短短的问完之后，他是以一个颂赞作为开始。
After a short greeting, Peter starts with a word of praise.
他告诉我们我们基督徒盼望的来源。
He tells the reader the source of a Christian's hope.
对，这里面第一点讲到说，我们之所以有盼望，是因为神的大怜悯。
First thing that he says is that we have hope because of mercy from our God.
我们的盼望不是从世界来的，也不是靠着我们自己的努力得来。
Our hope does not come from the world or our own efforts.
是因为神的怜悯。
It's because of God's mercy.
一说到怜悯，我们应该就想到说，这是神的拣选，或者是神的神的心意。
Speaking of mercy, our mind should go to election and predestination from God.
圣经里面说到说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
As God said, I will have mercy on who I have mercy.
所以这里提到是神先对人单方面发起了怜悯。
So here it's talking about the one-sided mercy that God bestowed on man.
是神要先与他的子民立约。
It's God who initiated the covenant with His people.
按照我们的本相，按照我们在神面前的光景，我们既不可爱，我们也不配这样的恩典。
According to who we are and what we are in front of God, we're not lovely, we're not worthy of grace.
那提摩太前书第一章十五节十六节那里面告诉我们。
So 1 Timothy 1:15-16 says this.
耶稣，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服。
Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
在罪人中，我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我的罪魁的身上显明他一切的忍耐。
Of whom I am the worst, but for that very reason I will show mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ.
说是因着神的大怜悯，因着神的爱和恩典，才临到我们这些罪人。
So it's pretty much saying it's because of God's great mercy and great grace that this salvation reached us.
那刚刚我们在伯饼聚会的时候，有一个姐妹的祷告是以弗所书二章第四节第五节。
Earlier, our sister also mentioned Ephesians 2:4-5 during prayer.
那里面特别提到说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
It says over there, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions.
所以我们的本相是我们原来是死在过犯之中的人。
So our default, our natural stance is death and sin.
在十二节里面特别讲说，我们是与基督无关，是在以色列的国民以外。在所应许的诸约上是局外人。
In verse 12 of the same chapter, Ephesians 2, it says, Remember that at the time you were separated from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to a covenant of the promise.
那后面后半节讲到，并且活在地上，没有指望，没有神。
And the last phrase says, without hope and without God in the world.
我们活是活着，但是毫无盼望。
We are alive, but we have no hope.
是神以他的恩慈和大爱将他的独生子耶稣基督赐给我们。
It's because of God's mercy and great love that he gave his own son, Jesus Christ, to us.
为我们赎罪，为我们代死，使我们原来这帮人才能够有盼望，才能够从绝望中被转回来。
To atone for our sin, for our, to die for us, so that can purchase, redeem those of us who are not worthy and give us hope.
所以第一个是讲说我们有盼望是因为神的怜悯。
So firstly, Peter is talking about our hope due to the mercy of God.
第二个是讲说是借着耶稣基督死里复活重生了我们。
Second is the fact that we were born again through the death of Jesus Christ.
我们的盼望是借着耶稣从死里复活而来的。
Our hope comes from the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
那这里的借着有两个含义，有两个意义。
The word through has two meanings.
第一个是讲说重在原因。
First is the cause or the because of the reason for it.
因为耶稣从死里复活重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, gave us a new creation, causing us to have hope.
那第二个意义是讲说它重在方法。
Second is the means of importance.
我们活泼的盼望是经耶稣从死里复活而得来。
Our living hope comes from the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣的复活是非常非常重要的事情。
Therefore, the matter of resurrection is really important.
可以说如果耶稣不复活的话，我们根本就没有盼望可言。
We can say that if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, we would never have this hope.
过去这个周五，查经班刚刚查到耶稣的复活。
During Friday night Bible study, we just went over the resurrection.
我们特别讲到哥林多前书十五章十四节里面所说的。
We mentioned, we specifically brought up 1 Corinthians 15:14.
保罗在那里说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Paul there had said, if Christ has not been raised, our teaching is useless, and so is your faith.
用我们今天的大白话讲，就是说你传也是白传，信也是白信。
In today's words, it's pretty much saying you're preaching sermon for nothing, and you're believing in nothing.
从耶稣复活开始， 死就不再是人唯一的结局。
Ever since Christ came back from the dead, death is no longer the destination of people.
人从此来有了盼望。
From then on, thereafter, man has hope.
神怜悯的结果就是复活的主重生了我们。
The result of God's mercy is the resurrected Christ giving us a new life.
那我们这些重生的人在身份上在地位上就有一个很大的改变成为一个新造的人。
Those of us who are born again have a new position and identity. We are new creatures.
所以圣经里面说那叫基督从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里面的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
So the Bible also says, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life.
所以耶稣基督的复活就使所有在基督里面的人都有了活泼的盼望。
So Christ coming back from the dead gives living hope to all Christians.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见了吗每一个重新得救的人有一个算一个在我们每个人的里面我们都已经有了这活泼的盼望。
Do you see that, brothers and sisters? Each and every one person who was born again and saved have this living hope.
所以这个盼望其实不是说我们自己忽然之间有一天认识到了说盼望很重要所以我决定我要有一个盼望。
So this hope isn't one day realizing, oh, I'm supposed to have a living hope, so let me start hoping for it.
这个盼望是说我们在神的面前被动地接受神已经为我们预备。
Instead, it's more of a passive reception that we give to God with open hands.
这是为什么我们的盼望与世人的盼望不同？我们的盼望是确定。
That is why our living hope is different than that of the people of the world, because our hope has certainty.
因为我们的神是信实的，在他没有转动的影。
Because God is faithful in him, there's no shifting shadows.
那彼得前书是彼得在罗马写的。
Peter wrote this book in Rome.
当时罗马皇帝尼禄正在开始逼迫基督徒。
It was during the period of time when Emperor Nero was persecuting Christians.
那整个罗马帝国在各处的基督徒都大大的受逼迫。
So the entire Christian community in that area was persecuted greatly.
他们失去居所，背井离乡，甚至要惨遭杀害。
Lost their homes or been outcast or even killed.
他们分散在各个地方，成为一无所有的寄居者。
So when they were banished, they were scattered around the known world and all over the place.
这是彼得在问安的时候第一章第一节所说的。
This is indicated to us by Peter from verse 1 of this chapter.
就是在这样的背景下，彼得写了这封书信。
So it was during this kind of situation that he wrote this letter.
他的目的是要安慰那些落在百般试炼当中的弟兄姊妹。
His goal was to reach and comfort those that were scattered because of persecution.
劝勉他们不要失去盼望，要效法主的榜样。
So that in all this kind of trouble and trials, that they would not lose their hope and to imitate Christ.
劝勉他们要在主的恩上站立得住。
And also to be able to stand fast in the grace of God.
那因为彼得前书很多的地方都讲到盼望，所以彼得也被称为是望的使徒。
Because Peter mentions this word hope so much, he's known as the apostle of hope.
那就像约翰常常被称为爱的使徒，保罗被称为信的使徒一样。
In the same way that John is called the apostle of love, and Paul is called the apostle of faith.
因为彼得知道。若要安慰在苦难在试炼当中的人最好的办法就是使他们有盼望。
Because Peter know, the best way to comfort someone who is in a trial is to remind them of their hope.
除非我们有盼望否则我们根本就没有办法面对更没有办法跨越苦难。
Unless we have hope, there's no way to face trials and troubles and nor to overcome it.
那有一个人名叫 Victor Frank。
There's a guy named Viktor Frankl.
那他是奥地利人，是奥地利的犹太人。
He's an Israel. He's a Jew, an Austrian Jew.
他是第二次世界大战的时候德国纳粹集中营的生还者。
He was a survivor of the concentration camp from the Nazis during the Holocaust.
那他本身是一个心理学的博士，是一位非常优秀的医生。
Originally, he was a doctor of psychology and a very good doctor. at that.
他后来写了一本书，书名叫《活出生命的意义》。
Later on, he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning.
这本书被美国评为最有影响力的十大图书之一。
The U.S. ranked this book at some point as one of the 10 most influential books.
那作为一个心理医生，他在集中营里面安慰了很多很多当时的这些囚犯。
As a doctor of psychology, he, in the concentration camp, he personally had to watch and endure and also comfort and counsel some of these people who were in pain or brink of death.
他亲眼目睹了当人在痛苦和死亡边缘的时候，对苦难、对失恋的回应。
He personally remembered what it was like for them during witnessed what those people were like when they were close to death.
所以他在这本书里，他讲到说，人常常以四种方式来回应他们所遭到的痛苦的遭遇。
In this book, he captured four different ways that people respond to such a situation.
而第一种方式，很多人都是这种痛苦绝望的人，因着他们的遭遇会变得非常非常的残暴。
First is the group of people that become very cruel and very unnice and cruel as a response.
说甚至那些就是在集中营里面原来是最良善的人，也会以残暴和冷酷的方式对待其他囚犯。
He observed that those in the concentration camp who started out as very kind and loving people, became very cruel.
说为了生存，他们不惜践踏周围的人。
For the sake of living on, they had no problem stepping on everybody else.
那第二种方式就是很多的囚犯就最终就放弃了。
A second type of response is just despair by some people.
他们失去了盼望，失去了活下去的勇气。
The people that despair lost their hope and also the will to live.
他说这种情况经常是发生的很突然，而且发生在早上。
He said that this kind of people, this kind of reaction happens very often and happens usually in the mornings.
就忽然就有个囚犯他说的拒绝做任何的事情，你再威胁他，你再打他，都不会引起他任何的反应。
So for example, their mood would be like a prisoner would suddenly stop reacting to all things that you ask them to do, whether you're doing it nicely or by threatening.
Yeah, 他不再理会任何的事情，他放弃了，失去盼望。
He wouldn't care for anything, he would just lose all hope.
那第三种呢，是有一些人他们选择坚持。
The third kind of response from the concentration camp are those who stand fast, I guess, endure.
他们相信只要活下去，他们就可以得回他们原所有所失去的。
They thought that as long as they can stay alive, they can regain all that they've lost.
他们先坚信说只要他们活着，他们所失去的这些财富、这些地位、这些成就都会回来。
They resolve the notion that as long as they're alive, their health, family, work, they all get it back.
那结果真的有些人坚持活下来，活着离开了集中营。
So as it turns out, some of them did stay alive and actually made it out.
但是其中有些人却离开集中营以后陷入这个抑郁当中，然后自杀。
However, some of them fell into depression after they escaped, and some of those committed suicide.
原因是因为他们发现说让他们能够坚持活下来的盼望是水中捞月，是无法实现。
Realizing that the things that they were keeping themselves enduring to live for, that the things that they thought they would get are impossible to get.
那弗兰克说最还有很少很少的一部分。
And lastly, the fourth reaction, it's a great minority of them.
他说这一批人里面心里面有一种内在的力量。
This group of people have an inner strength about them.
这个内在的力量可以帮助他们超越外在的命运。
The inner strength helps them transcend their fate on the outside.
那这些人经历这些苦难之后，还能够保持原有的善良，保持一个开朗的心态。
These group of people, after enduring this ordeal, they can remain kind, and also have a very, very normal social behavior.
那是什么造成上面这四种差异？
What is it that makes the difference of these four reactions?
那弗兰克说他在集中营辅导人的时候常常对他们所说的话是
So this man, I forgot his name, Victor, he said, one thing he usually said to these prisoners when he was in there,
说你们要有盼望，你生命才能够有意义，这个盼望是苦难甚至是死亡都无法摧毁。
He would also often tell them, you must keep on living, you must have hope to keep on living.
说你要记住，现在就有人在天上俯视着我们，或许是我们的父母，或许是我们的配偶，或者是我们的儿女，或者是神。
He said, you must remember, in heaven, there's someone looking after us. Maybe it's our parents, our children, or maybe even God.
他正在看着我们，我们不可以令他们失望。
Someone is watching us. We can't disappoint them.
所以让人能够活下来的，其实最主要的原因就是我们心里面对未来的盼望。
Therefore, then, the catalyst that keeps us alive is the measure of hope that we have inside of us.
这个盼望就决定了我们如何来面对我们当前所处的环境。
The hope inside determines how we face our predicaments.
也决定了我们最终不同的结果。
And determines our future.
那到底什么样的盼望是苦难甚至是死亡都没有办法摧毁的呢？
So then what kind of hope is a hope that can overcome the threat of life or death?
是健康，是事业，是家庭，还是财富和地位？
Is it the hope of life, health, job, and social status?
这些都是好东西，也是我们常常盼望得着。
Those are good, and those are things we often hope for and even get.
就像我刚刚所说，如果我们将这些东西当作我们最终盼望的话，
Just like I said earlier, if we use these things as motivation for our hope,
那当我们失去这些东西的时候，对我们来讲就是苦难。
Then when we lose them, that is trial and trouble to us.
当我们失去他们的时候，我们就会变得苦毒，变得残暴，会放弃，会失望。
If those things are our crutches, then if we lose them, they'll become, we'll turn bitter, we'll turn mean and cruel, and give up.
除非我们里面的盼望是超越的，是不朽坏。
Unless the hope inside of us is transcendent and does not perish.
它超越我刚刚所提到的这一切的东西。
It's above all those other things I just said.
否则我们就无法躲避苦难，也无法面对苦难。
Otherwise, there was no way for us to avoid tragedy and also not to be able to face them.
因为我们早晚要失去这些东西。
Because we will, at one point or another, lose all of these things.
那有人会说这都什么年代了，我们不可能再进集中营。
Some of you might say, this is 2021, there's no concentration camp.
不要以为只有集中营才能够使我们失去这些东西。
Don't think for a second it is only in a place like that where we can lose the other things.
如果我们活得够久的话，所说的健康、事业、财富、地位都要从我们生命当中失去。
We live long enough, we'll see that our health, our job, our riches, our position, we'll lose all of them.
就跟我们在集中营里面是一样。
Just like we would if we were in a concentration camp.
如果我们真的像我们所想的长命百岁的话，我们会发现这些东西都会离开我们。
Even if we live to be 100, just as we wish, we'll still lose them.
但是感谢神，神所赐给我们的盼望是超越这一切的盼望。
Thank God, the hope that He has placed in us transcends all these things.
是苦难和死亡都没有办法夺去。
It's something that suffering and death can't take away.
我们现在来看第四节，看看我们盼望的内容是什么。
Let's move on to the next section, number 4. What is the content of our hope?
第四节里面讲到说，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留在天上的基业。
Verse 4, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you.
第五节讲到说，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Verse 5, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time.
彼得将这里盼望称作是天上的基业。
Peter here equates hope to the inheritance in heaven.
我们知道当我们重生得救的时候，我们都有一个新的身份。
We know that when we are born again, we have a new status.
圣经上说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
The Bible says to all who believe, who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
今天我们都是天国的儿女。
Today we are all sons and daughters of King, Heavenly Kingdom.
因为这个新的身份，我们才可以承受天上的基业。
Because of this new position, it is because of this that we can inherit the inheritance in heaven.
对，这是个承受的基业。讲到基业的时候，其实用我们中文更准确一点，说家业更准确一点。
So when we can receive this quote-unquote inheritance, it's more like what the Chinese people called, I guess, family property.
Yeah. 就你只能是家里的人，或者是这个家里面的儿女，你才能够有资格承受产业。
In other words, you must be part of the family or a descendant of this family to have this kind of property.
换句话说，如果你不是这家里的人，即使你怎么努力，这个产业、这个基业与你无份无关。
So if you're not part of the family, no matter what you do, this inheritance has nothing to do with you.
所以是因着我们是天国的儿女，我们有这个新的身份，我们才能够有份这天上的基业。
So again, it's because we are sons and daughters of this kingdom that we have part in this.
可能当彼得写这段话的时候，他想到说旧约里面以色列百姓十二个支派如何能够得地为业。
Maybe when Peter wrote this, he was thinking about the Old Testament when the Israelites cast lots for a land, piece of land for their own tribe.
所以他安慰当时的弟兄姊妹说，在天上我们有同样的基业。
So he was comforting his fellow Jews, saying, in heaven we have the same kind of inheritance.
他用了三个不同的词来描述的天上的基业。
He used three different words to describe the inheritance in heaven.
首先是不能朽坏。
Unperishable.
讲到说永远存在，不会有腐蚀，不会有腐败。
Saying it's unperishable, will not spoil or fade.
那后面讲到说不能玷污。
And then later it's unstained.
讲到它的完美纯净，没有瑕疵。
Perfectly pure without flaws or blemish.
后面讲说不能衰残。
And then he says unfailing.
讲到它能够历久弥新，它的价值不会贬值。
Indicating that it's worthwhile and the quality does not change and it's eternal.
想想我们在地上的产业，我们地上的产业会在各样的状况中，即使不失去，可能价值也没有办法保证。
But think of our properties in the world. Even if we don't lose it, the worth and quality of it cannot be guaranteed.
任何地上的东西都没有办法用这三个词，用朽坏、玷污、衰残，能够来描述。
Each of our belongings in the world can be described as things that will perish, will fade, and decay.
所以属天的产业，神为我们预备的是超越时间，是完美的，是不会衰残。
So the things that heavenly inheritance that God gave us is something that will not perish, fade, or decay.
里面另外一个词叫存留，在原文里面是一个被动的，是个完成式。
There's another word here called kept.
那表明说这件事情已经是做成的。
Indicating that this thing has been done already.
就在我们现在正说的时候，其实这个天上的基业已经存好了。
It's as we're talking, this inheritance is already there in heaven.
存留在天上是绝对安全，是没有人，甚至包括我们自己都不能挪移的。
So things stored in heaven are absolutely safe and secure. It's not something that we can remove or relocate, even if we wanted to.
这个是神把这个基业特别留给那些蒙拣选、重新得救的人，将来去享受。
This is a special act of God that is done for those who believe in Him and have salvation.
这是为什么讲说我们的盼望是超越死亡。
This is why it says our hope transcends death.
那在第五节里面讲说保守这个词其实原来是一个军事用语。
The word kept here is a military term.
表明是说我们一直都在神保守之中，直到我们安全抵达天国。
Has the idea of being defended or kept there even until the day we meet him in heaven.
神的能力保守我们直到他来的时候，保守我们能够得到这个存留在天上的基业。
In God's grace, he keeps it there for us until the very day that we meet him.
那犹大书二十四节里面呢，特别讲到说，那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主独一的神。
Jude 12 says to him who is 24.
犹大书二十四节。
Okay, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy.
那犹大用了一长长的一串形容词来形容神。
Jude used a bunch of adjectives to describe God.
特别告诉我们说他是保守我们不失脚的那一位。
Especially says that he's the one who keeps us from stumbling.
所以我再强调一下，这个能不能得到这个基业不是靠我们自己的努力。
Let me emphasize again, whether we can obtain the inheritance does not depend on our effort.
神是保守我们要一定要得着这份产业。
God is going to protect us to make sure, ensure that we can get this inheritance.
我们所需要做的就是相信，就是接受，因信蒙神保守。
So all we have to do is to believe and accept in faith.
直到我们见主面的日子，得到这份天上的基业。
Until the day we meet our God and gain that inheritance.
那后面讲到说得着完备的救恩。
He continues, in the sense of gaining complete salvation.
这里面说末世要显现的救恩。
He says, coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed.
那这里面的救恩和我们常常讲的说重生得救的救恩是有一点点的区别。
The salvation that Peter says indicates here is a little bit different than the salvation we usually refer to.
那我快快的提一下。
Let me just mention it real quick.
那神，其实神造人的时候，我们都知道是神所造的人是由三部分，灵魂体三部分组成。
When God created man, he created man in three layers. The body, soul, and spirit.
所以神为人所预备的救恩也可以分成这三个部分。
So the salvation God prepared for man also can be distinctive in these three parts.
当我们说我们愿意相信耶稣，接受耶稣的时候，我们的灵就活过来，神的灵就住在我们的灵里面，这就是灵的救恩。
When we believe in our hearts and put our trust in the Lord, our spirit is made alive. That's the salvation of the spirit.
这件事情是过去发生的，是我们相信接受的时候，灵就活过来，就这件事情就成就。
This is past tense. This is something that already happened at the moment we believe.
圣经里面说，将来主再来的时候，所有蒙恩得救的人，他们的身体都会得赎，我们都会得到一个不朽坏的身体。
God also says, in the future, when we are raised from the dead, we'll get a new resurrected body.
就是，这就是。体的救恩或者是身体的得赎。
That's the salvation of our body.
它是发生在将来的，也是瞬间就成就的。
That is also in the future, and that is also instant.
那在灵的救恩和体的救恩之间的这段时间里面，就是我们魂得救的时候。
Between salvation of spirit and salvation of the flesh, there is a matter of salvation of the soul.
说需要有十架的对付，需要耶稣基督身量的长大，这是魂的救恩。
That's to deal with the cross and also to mature and grow in Christ. That's the salvation of the soul.
也是下面第九节所提到的灵魂的救恩。
Which is exactly what verse 9 refers to.
所以讲到说这里面将来有一天这三部分的救恩都要在我们身上成为现实，成为真实。
So one day all three facets of salvation listed above are going to happen.
所以到那个时候说一切的痛苦一切的试炼都要过去不再有眼泪。
At that time, all the pain, all the tears, all the pain will go away. There's no more tears.
那个时候我们就真真正正的得到这个天上为我们存留的基业。
It is that time when we truly receive the inheritance kept for us in heaven.
这就是我们活泼的盼望。
That is our living hope.
这是基督徒的盼望，不是在地上一帆风顺。
That is the hope of Christians, not a successful life, a best life.
我们的盼望是属天的，不在乎眼前的境况。
Our hope is in heaven, not a smooth sailing life, not what's going on in front of us.
因着有这样的活泼的盼望，我们才可以经历我们人生当中所有的高山也好，人生当中所有的低谷也好。
We can only pass through, overcome all the high mountains and low valleys because of this living hope.
那一章三节里面告诉我们说，我们已经得了因着神的怜悯，我们已经重生，已经有了这个盼望。
Now, chapter 1, verse 3 says that even because we have mercy from God, we have mercy from God because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那四节五节告诉我们，将来是我们可以得到天上的基业，得到那个完备的救恩。
4 and 5 tells us about the inheritance in the future heaven when we die and get raised again.
我现在问问大家说，这些真理，这些教义好不好？
Let me ask everyone, these truths, these teachings, are they good or not?
我们都会说说好，太好了。
I trust that we will also all say it's very, very good.
但是再好的教导，再好的道理，如果没有办法在我们影响我们实际的生活，没有办法在我们生活当中实行出来，对我们的帮助还是有限。
But the best teachings and the best principles introduced to us that we understand, if it's not acted out and in our life, it doesn't really have much help.
像我说的，一个是已经发生了，一个是将来要成就的。今天我们要怎么样？
As I said earlier, one of those things already happened. The other is happening in the future. The third one is happening today. How are we going to deal with it?
我们如何把这个活泼的盼望在我们今天的生活里面运用出来？
How are we going to leverage this living hope in our life today?
我们会发现说，很多的时候，尽管这些真理、这些教义是很好的，但是我们在生活里面却从来不应用的。
I mean, I often think about this. It's that all the truth and great truth that we learn, we never really use them, even though we know them.
那我举个例子。
One example.
那就像我有一辆豪车。
Let's pretend I have a luxury car.
Honda Civic.
Honda Civic.
那我天天把它停在我们家车库里面。
I put it in my garage every day.
我从来不开车，不把它开出来溜，那个兜风。
I never take it out for a spin.
我就享受不到它带给我的快感。
There's no way for me to experience the joy that it will give me. It would give me.
那我举这个例子有点好笑。
I don't know if the joke is funny or amusing.
但是你会发现说，很多的时候我们在属灵的事情上，我们常常会如此。
But in many spiritual things, we're just like that.
神给我们很多很多宝贵的应许，给我们很多很多宝贵的真理，但是我们从来不把它应用在我们的生活上。
God gives us a myriad of truth and teachings and great promises, but we never use them.
那我们现在来看经文第六节到第九节的部分。
All right, let's continue down in this 1 Peter 1. Let's look at verses 6 to 9.
看我们如何把这个真理应用在我们的生活里面。
Let's look at how we're to leverage this in our life.
那第六节里面特别讲说，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
Six. In this you were greatly rejoiced, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
这节读起来让人感觉有点自相矛盾。
This verse seems to be contradictory when we read it.
首先说，因此你们是大有喜乐，这里用的是现在时。
First it says we should have, we rejoice greatly. That's a present tense.
那因此是因为什么呢？就是我们刚刚所提到的。
Why is that? It's because of the things that we mentioned earlier.
因为活泼的盼望，因为天上的基业，因为完备的救恩，所以我们有大喜乐。
Because of the living hope and the heavenly inheritance, therefore we have great joy.
不仅是大喜乐，而且是现在就在这个大喜乐之中。
Not only great hope, great joy, but not only that, it's something that ought to be happening right now.
Yeah. 那后面是一个转折，说但如今。
And then it takes a turn, but it says, although now.
在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，用的也是现在时。
Also in present tense, it says, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief of all kinds of trials.
所以的意思就是，就是在此时此刻，你们还是陷于各样的痛苦当中，在百般的试炼里面忧愁。
Also saying that, you know, just in present tense, right now, you're also suffering all kinds of trials and suffering.
这个忧愁与耶稣在克西马尼园里面祷告说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死的那个忧愁，原文是一个词。
This grief, this suffering is the same word used of Jesus in Gethsemane when he said, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow.
这个忧愁是那种非常非常的忧愁，是被忧愁压碎了的那种痛苦。
The kind of sorrow that is crushing.
所以我们现在来看这句话，发现说我们是大有喜乐在现在的时态，又是大有忧愁也是现在的时态。
So when we look at verse 6, it's kind of a paradox. We're joyful because of those promises, but we're also sorrowful because of those things that crush us.
彼得这里面说，不是说你们之前一直在喜乐里面，但是你们现在在忧愁之中。
Peter is not saying you were in joy, but now you're in suffering and trials.
他不是说你们之前是在忧愁里面，现在是在喜乐当中。
Nor is he saying you were in suffering, you were suffering grief and trials before, and now you're joyful.
那彼得是说，你们现在是充满喜乐，是大大的喜乐，但是同时你们也是充满忧伤、忧愁至死。
He's saying that you're full of joy right now, but at the same time you're also full of grief and trial.
那我们肯定是想说，这怎么可能呢？
So the more we think about this, the more we say, how can that be?
如果把我们摆在那个时候弟兄姊妹所处的环境里面，我们怎么可能心存喜乐而且是大喜乐？
If we put ourselves in the shoes of the people that Peter is writing to here, how can we have any joy?
甚至只要是我们所想的那些家庭、事业、财富、地位被挪去的时候，我们怎么可能心里存喜乐？
Or just closer to home, those who lost their health, family, job, and riches, and all that stuff, how can we have any joy?
我们是要么是在喜乐当中，要么就是在忧愁里面，不可能又有喜乐又有忧愁。
We all know that we can be either in joy or sorrow. There's no, they're mutually exclusive. There's no common ground.
因为我们的喜乐，我们的痛苦是取决于我们外面的环境。
Because of our decision to be joyful or sorrowful is determined by what's going on externally.
我们可能做得到说在任何的情况下我都忧愁。
We can make it so that we're sorrowful no matter what's going on, what the situation is.
但是我们却做不到说在任何的情况下我们都喜乐。
But there is no way to make it so that we are joyful at all times, no matter what the situation is.
但是你会发现说这恰恰是活泼盼望在我们心里面带下来的改变。
But you'll find that this is the very thing that this living hope causes a change in us for.
它改变了我们生命当中忧愁和喜乐的关系。
It changes the relationship in our life between joy and suffering.
我们原来可能是或是喜乐或是忧愁，但是现在我们却可以经历说喜乐和忧愁在我们里面是并存的。
Before we can have a vanilla response of either good or bad, but now we can have a different approach of joy.
想想我们自己的经历是不是这个样子？
Think about our own experiences. Is it not like that?
当我们在极大的难处里面，我们感觉没有出路，四面受敌，心里作难的时候。
When we are in some kind of great trial or trouble and feel like there's no way out and everyone's against us and we're full of difficult issues.
我们里面满了愁苦，感觉说力不能胜，受不了的时候。
We become bitter and we can't even have the will to live.
我们会做什么？
What are we going to do?
我们会逼到神的面前，我们会被逼到神的面前来。
We're going to be forced to God.
就像圣经里面讲的哈拿一样，说哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈求耶和华。
Like it said in the Old Testament, Hannah was in deep anguish and she prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly.
那愁苦把哈拿带到神的面前来祷告。
Suffering and trials brought Hannah to God and caused her to pray.
尽管之后环境没有马上改变，但他却可以做到面上不再有愁容。
Even though externally nothing changed, her face was no longer downcast after her prayer.
主耶稣被钉十字架之后，门徒们都担惊受怕，躲在屋子里。
When Jesus went to the cross, the apostles were hiding in a room.
但当复活的主向他们显现的时候，他们就喜乐了。
But when the resurrected Christ appeared to them, they became joyful.
外面的环境没有变，他们还是可以，还是要受到这些环境上的逼迫，但是他们里面却忧愁不在。
Externally, the situation for them would have stayed the same. They still would have been persecuted, but their joy remained.
那保罗在亚细亚的时候，他说他遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
In Asia.Paul had said that in Asia he had great pressure far beyond his ability to endure, and he despaired for life.
他自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠那叫死人复活的神。
He also felt that he had the sentence of death, but this happened so that they might not rely on themselves but God.
这情况够危急了吧？
This is a very, very dire situation, isn't it?
当他们呼求神的时候，神就救他们脱离那极大的死亡。
When they went before God, God took them out of that situation.
所以说，忧愁痛苦会使我们去寻求得力的根源。
So suffering and trials cause us to go to the source of power.
会把我们带到神的面前，会让我们来仰望主。
Bring us to the face of God and to behold Him.
那神可能像保罗一样帮助我们，救我们脱离我们所在的环境。
So God, just like helping Paul, might help us to deliver us from that kind of situation.
那神也可能依然把我们留在现在这个难处里面。
Or He might not do that and just leave us exactly where we are.
那尽管外面的环境没有变，但是我们里面神却扩充了我们。
Even the external situation didn't change, but our inside have a change.
把他的喜乐充满在我们心的深处。
To expand our ability and to give His joy to us.
使我们可以面对我们所处的环境。
So that we can face the situation at hand.
所以有人打个比方说，我们基督徒的生命就像这个屋里的暖炉一样。
So some people make the metaphor that our Christian life is like a heater in a room.
当外面天气寒冷的时候，屋里面也是有一段时间是非常冷。
When it's cold outside, the room is cold as well.
但冷到一定程度的时候，这个暖炉就会被启动。
But when it crosses a certain threshold, the heater comes on.
所以当试炼临到我们的时候，我们也是会忧愁痛苦。
So when trials come to us, we will have suffering and grief and despair.
我们会感到寒冷，会受不了，因为暖炉还没有开始。
We might be cold, we can't stand the cold because the heater is not on.
那一旦暖炉启动以后，所有的寒冷就会被驱散。
But when the heater comes on, all the cold disperses.
所以从寒冷变到温暖，从忧愁到喜乐，关键是有没有启动这个暖炉。
So the important thing between despair and joy, cold and hot, is whether or not this heater turns on.
关键是我们有没有来到神的面前来认定它。
Important factor is whether or not we come to God and to accept Him.
不靠自己，只靠那叫死人复活的神。
Do not rely on ourselves, but rely on the God that has all surpassing power.
因为我们里面有这宝贝，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神。
We have this because we have treasure in jars of clay, that all this power is from God, not from us.
那我们现在来看第七节，讲到说，你们信心既被试验，就比那被火试验焉能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Let's go to verse 7, when it says, These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
彼得这里面所说的不是说你们在世上一定会遇到试炼和苦难，因为世界就是这个样子。既然你们没有办法避免，你们就只能消极地选择面对。
Peter is not saying that you're definitely going to encounter these things because this is the way the world is. And since we have no way to avoid them, just might as well face them.
不是因为这个世界充满了败坏试炼才出现。
It's not because of corruption in the world that these things happen.
这不是基督徒经历试炼的原因。
This is not the reason for Christians going through trials.
那更不是因为我们做了什么事情神惩罚我们。
Also, it is not because of punishment from God, because we did X, Y, Z in sin.
因为我们常常会有这样的想法，说如果我们当初如何如何的话，我今天就不会在这个难处里面。
We might have this thought sometimes, if we haven't, like if I didn't do this or that, I wouldn't be in this situation.
可以说即使我们当初的决定与我们今天所面临的状况是有关联的，但这也不是我们经历试炼的原因。
Even though and even if those decisions in the past affect our current situation, this is not the root cause.
尽管我们在试炼当中常常会问为什么。
When we are during, when we have trials, we often say why.
但是这里面却告诉我们说，不要疑惑，要相信说，如果患难临到我们，如果试炼临到我们，一定是神允许。
But it says here that if trouble comes to us and trials reach us, it was allowed by God. God allowed it.
也是神所允许的。
It's something that He permitted.
也一定是我们所需要的，就是我们所遇到的每一个境遇都是神量给我们的，为的是要我们得益处。
Also, it's something that God deemed necessary for us to have because each situation is God's allocation to us.
这里面特别告诉我们试炼的目的和结果。
It's good for us, and it's talking about the result of the purpose of trials.
那奇异恩典的一个作者约翰牛顿写了说了一句话。
The author of Amazing Grace, John Newton, he said something once.
我所需的一切神都供应。
Everything I need, God gives.
神留下来不供应我的就是我不需要。
The things that he doesn't give me are things I don't need.
如果事情在我生命中发生，那就是我所需要的。
If something happens in my life, then I know it's something that I need, even if it's a negative thing.
如果事情没有在我们生命当中发生，那就不是我们所需要的，即使是我们自己认为我们需要。
But if something does not happen in my life, then I know it's something that I don't need, even if it's something I wanted.
因为我们的生命都是在神的掌管的里面。
Because every detail of our life is in our God's hand.
神让这一切在我们生命不同的阶段临到我们，是要教导我们学功课。
God allows things to we to in, us to encounter things in different stages of our life to teach us some things.
所以可以说我们的生命是有计划，是有秩序。
So we can say our life has plans in order.
我们可能说，我看不出我自己的生命有什么秩序，我看起来我的生命一地鸡毛，一片混乱。
We might even say, I don't see any order in my life, it's a mess.
尽管是我们看不出来，因为这不是我们所定的，也不是我们所定的计划。
We can't see, even if we can't see, it's because of it's not something that we planned.
也我们是在神所定的时间表里面。
We're in the timetable that God has.
也许我们现在的工作不是很不满意，常常受老板的气，其实神也不想看到这样的状况。
Maybe our job is not so good right now. We have conflicts. We're at odds with our boss or coworkers. God knows these things, and He doesn't want them either.
也可能是我们的儿女让我们常常很痛心，神也不想看到这样的状况。
Or maybe our family and kids cause us pain and sorrow. God does not delight in that.
也许是我们的家人身患重病很久了，意识都没有恢复，神更不想看到这样的状况。
Or maybe it's a family member fallen ill.And very grave sickness, and God definitely does not delight in that.
神不愿意看到我们受苦。
God does not delight in our suffering.
但之所以我们发现我们自己在一切的难处当中，在这些苦难里面的时候，神不是让我们对付我们外面的环境，对付外面的人。
But when we're in this situation, we know that God is not asking us to deal with the outside people and situations.
神是要我们来面对我们自己，面对我们自己的问题。
God wants us to face our own inner problems.
那可能这是一个对我们来讲是一个非常非常痛苦的过程。
Even though to us it might be a very, very painful process.
所以彼得在这里面用了一个双重的比喻，讲到说这个试炼像火炉一样。
So Peter used a very important metaphor here. He's comparing trial to a cauldron or some kind of a furnace.
你觉得火炉其实是可以既可以提炼精金，它也可以把东西烧焦烧毁。
You know that fire can either refine things or burn away things.
那我们也常常会发现说，在我们周围会有这样的人，就是两个人经历同样的这个痛苦，同样的事情，但是结果却很不一样。
We often might also encounter two types of people around us. Some of them, they encounter things that are very, very bad or bitter.
他们经历同样的事情，但是结果不一样，一个变得苦读愤世嫉俗，一个变得更加柔和，更加愿意帮助人。
Two people encounter the same exact situation. One gets very bitter and cynical, and the other one becomes very warm and very eager to help others.
同样的试炼，同样的火炉，一个被烧焦了，一个却炼成精金。
Same trial, same cauldron. One is burnt to a crisp, and the other one is refined like gold.
你会发现说，我们每个人其实都有我们自己的火炉。
We'll find that we have our own personal cauldrons.
可能我们的火炉不一样，但是我们都是在试炼当中。
Might be a different kind, but we're all in this process of being refined.
那我们要选择如何面对呢？我们是渴慕被炼成精金呢，还是说被烧焦？
So which one do we desire? Do we desire to be refined or burned?
以赛亚书43章1到3节里面特别讲到说，你们不要害怕，因为我救赎了你。
Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 3, right?
那你们说，你们不要害怕，因为我救赎了你。我曾听你的名召你，你是属我的。你从水中经过，我必与你同在。你趟过江河，我必水必不漫过你。你从火中行过，必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身上，因为我是耶和华你的神。
Okay, Isaiah 43, 1 to 3, this is what the Lord says. For he created you, Jacob and Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep under you. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel.
这是神对每一个属他的人的应许。
This is a promise to all redeemed people by God.
无论是你是从水中经过，你是从火中经过，他都必与你同在。
Whether you're going through water or fire, he will be with you.
还记得但以理那三个朋友吗？
You remember Dan's three friends?
他们因为不肯拜金像，被尼布甲尼撒王扔到火窑里。
Daniel's three friends, they wouldn't worship idol image, so Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the furnace.
结果他们明明扔进去三个人，却是看见火窑里面有四个人。
They threw in the three friends, but they saw four people inside the furnace.
那第四个人的相貌好像神子。
Remember that the fourth person had appearance like a son of God.
所以我们真的知道说，当我们在火炉里面，当我们在试炼里面，主是与我们同在同行的吗？
Do we truly know that when we are in the fire, that God is with us?
我们真的相信说，我们每个人都要经过这些火炼的试验，但是分别在于，有的人在火炉当中可能被烧毁，神却会使我们变得美丽。
Do we really believe that some people will go through all kinds of refinement and trial by fire, and some of them will be burned while others are refined? Do you believe that?
这是神让试炼临到我们的目的。
This is the purpose for suffering grief of all kinds of trials.
后面讲说这个试炼是暂时的，你们是在百般的试炼当中暂时忧愁。
If we move on in 1 Peter, it says that these things will end. It indicates that these things are not permanent.
说总有一天这一切的试炼都会结束。
One day all these trials will be over.
当我们经过试炼以后，神亲自为我们预备了称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
Afterwards, God has prepared for us praise, glory, and honor.
我们可以想一想那个时候那个让人兴奋的景象。
We can imagine the picture of the excitement on that day.
那我们快快地看最后两节，第八节。
Let's look at the last two verses quickly, 8 and 9.
里面讲说，虽然你们没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
8 and 9. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
这里面讲到真正的基督信仰是什么。
Here it says what really is the belief in Jesus is.
就是爱他，信他，在他里面喜乐，或者说享受他。
That is loving him, trusting him, and also rejoice in his presence.
如果我们将我们的要想将我们活泼的盼望真实的实行出来的话，我们就需要在这三点上有操练。
If we really want to exercise our living hope, we have to pay attention to these three things.
无论在什么样艰难的环境里面，我们所需要的都是定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
No matter what we do, no matter what stage we are in terms of that, we have to fix our eyes on Jesus.
我们要看见那不能看见的主。
We have to see the God that is invisible.
看他如何为我们受苦，看他如何面对苦难。
To see how he suffered for us and see how he faced his suffering.
希伯来书里面讲到说，他因摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
I think it was, what book? Hebrew, he said?
Hebrew, yeah. 十二章。
Hebrew said, for the joy set before him, he has, sorry, hang on. For the joy, yes, the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame.
因着在他前面的喜乐，所以他可以忍受十字架的痛苦。
Because of the joy set before him, he can endure the pain of the cross.
大家有没有想一想，这个喜乐是什么？
Have you considered what joy is it talking about here?
我们可能会说是天上荣耀的冠冕。
We might say it's the crown of heaven.
但是你没有想到说，其实主耶稣在来到地上之前，他在天上已经有了这个冠冕。
But remember, before Jesus came to the world, he already had a crown in heaven. He was there.
已经拥有了这一切，为什么他要来到地上忍受这些痛苦？
He had all those things. Why did he come down and set those aside to endure this thing?
所以摆在耶稣面前的那个喜乐到底是什么？
So what is the joy set before him?
或者是耶稣的活泼的盼望是什么？
In other words, what was the living hope for Jesus?
大家还记得以赛亚书五十三章里面所说的吗？他必看见自己劳苦的果效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆而得称为义。
If you remember Isaiah 53, he said that after he has suffered, he'll see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many.
所以他劳苦的果效就是我们。
So his labor was for us.
就是有许多人能够因耶稣基督能够得称为义。
The fruit of his labor is many people justified by Christ.
所以放回到我们刚刚那句话里面说，那令他轻看羞辱、忍受苦难的喜乐，就是救我们，就是与我们同在。
So we go back to our previous verse, that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross for the purpose of being with us.
所以从这个角度来讲说，我们这些蒙恩得救的人，就是主耶稣的盼望。
So from this angle, you can say that we who are redeemed was the living hope of Christ.
想一想，我们这样的人竟然能够成为主的盼望。
Think about that. People like you and me were the living hope of Jesus.
竟然因为我们这样的人，他能够心满意足。
For people like us, he was satisfied.
因为我们是他活泼的盼望，他也成为我们的盼望。
Because he is our living hope, because we are his living hope, so is he our living hope.
所以我们活泼的盼望就是耶稣基督。
Our living hope is Jesus Christ.
他是我们的救主，是我们的牧人，是我们的君王。
He's our king, our shepherd, and our savior.
到这个末了，他要张开双臂来迎接我。
To the end, he's going to open his wings and to welcome us.
他将称赞、荣耀、将尊贵赐给我。
He will give us, he will give us, praise, glory, and honor.
有一本书叫《苦难中得安慰》。
There is a book called A Path Through Suffering.
那在这本书的结尾有一句话。
The end of this book, near the end of this book, there is a section.
那作者说，我们匍匐在耶稣，基督面前感恩，感谢他甘愿和父神给他的苦杯。
There's a paragraph at the end that says, we bow down before Jesus Christ, gratefully thanking him for drinking the bitter cup willingly that God gave him.
这苦杯比他给我们的杯苦得多。
Which, by the way, is much more bitter than our cup.
那我们到底是拒绝他给我们的杯呢，还是双手把杯接过来？
So do we reject this cup that he gives us, or are we going to take it with both hands?
当我们想到说他为我们所做的一切的时候，我们就愿意从他手中接过这杯。
When we think about all that he has done for us, we should be very willing to take the cup from his hand.
并且以我们所受的苦为祭，向神献上赞美和感谢。
And also use this suffering as a form of sacrifice to give him thanks and praise to God.
盼望神也在我们心里面做同样的工作。
Hope God does the same kind of work in our hearts.
好，我们现在祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, really thank you.
主啊，谢谢你，你使我们成为一个重生有盼望的人。
We thank you for making us born again, hopeful people.
主啊，我们实在这个盼望，盼望这个活泼的盼望在我们里面能够成为真实。
We hope that this living hope can become a reality in our life.
主啊，愿你自己的爱在我们里面常常来激励我们。
May your love spur us on often.
愿你自己的盼望在我们里面成为真实。
May your hope become real inside of us.
主啊，也因着你所赐给我们的信心，我们可以面对我们当今一切的环境。
And by the faith you give us, we can endure all situations.
求主帮助我们。
May you help us.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.